I'm Sam Wood. Good as always to have you with us. It's time for our monthly visit with the West Bloomington Revitalization Project. We have with us WBRP program leader Armando Baez and some special guests in store as well, Elizabeth Reed and Sophia Araya from the Family and Consumer Sciences Department at Illinois State University. All right, full studio, guys. Welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Sam. Thank
you. Most definitely. All right, let us start with you, Armando. Your second appearance on the show. Thanks for coming back.
Yep.
Appreciate that. A lot of our listeners learned about you, was it a couple months ago?
I think, yeah, 2 months ago.
Right when BRP brought you on to talk about what your role is going to be, and you're flying solo today. Appreciate that.
Yep.
We're talking about this new program you guys are getting ready to roll out. I say new. I don't know that it's new, but it's called the Home Repair Program. What do we need to know about this, Armando?
Sure. So it's not new. It's been going on for a few years. Mm-hmm. This is actually summing up the final year of the few grants that were packaged within it. But it's essentially it's a program to help homeowners, helps them beautify their house, gives their house curb appeal and pride in ownership along with that. It's just it's basically a way to do work that improves a few different things. Basically, what we're looking for is outside work, essentially things that you see from the street. So landscaping, porch, windows, gutters, fences. It's not just that, but there's a lot of other things. Basically, those items. The thing that we do want to stress is it doesn't include roofs, unfortunately. The grant doesn't include that, or any electricity work or plumbing work. The applicants need to own the home, so it needs to be owner-occupied. And then also, the applications are actually coming up pretty soon. So the end of February is when we're closing the application window. So we've already gotten about 24 to 30 applications. So there's huge interest with the program, and it's just a great way to, you know, help with homes on the west side and just make them look nicer. And
sure. So what you mentioned, 20 to 25 applications already
so far? Yeah.
So what, I mean, I know this is your first year as program leader, but do you know how that stacks up to years prior? It sounds like a pretty healthy amount.
You know, I don't, I know that there's always a lot of applicants each year. I'm not sure how it stacks up as far as from previous years. But the cool thing this year, I don't think we had last year, is that we have the application. It's online, and it's also paper form in our building. But it's in English and Spanish this year, so you can find the application on our Facebook page, on our website. But then also, if you want to do it by paper, you can do that by visiting our office at 724 West Washington. And then also we can help if you need help filling it out or in any way on Saturdays.
All right. Well, that's awesome. Now, of all those applications, how many do you pursue? How many do you actually get picked? All of them?
Yeah. So we're looking at about 10 homes for this year, to do about 10 homes.
Excellent. What's like the criteria? I don't want you to give away too much, but what do you usually look for in terms of, all right, this is the one we're going with?
Yeah. So it has to be, like I mentioned, owner-occupied.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be in West Bloomington, and there are certain streets that, you know, it needs to be within, and that's just because of how the grant's written. It needs to be within a certain area. But really, we encourage anybody, you know, in West Bloomington to apply. There's also the details of as far as like the street names and other, actually any information that you need is on the application.
Excellent. Yeah. And you can find that on the website. What is that address? So West Bloomington Revitalization?
It's westbloomington.org.
Westbloomington.org. Yep. Check that out. You can put in West Bloomington Revitalization in the Facebook bar and find them as well. That's the Home Repair Program. And what, you're going to want to make haste on that Friday then is the deadline? Or is it Monday? Monday the 20th.
Well,
Sunday's the 25th, so there you go. Just get it done
as
soon as humanly possible.
Yeah, and you know what? I did want to mention the application. It takes like maybe 10 minutes to do.
Mm.
Super fast. Yeah, so it's really easy.
Very cool. Don't waste time there. Something else we're talking about today is Fix It Friday. This is something that Tani, President Tani Lathrop of WBRP, has been plugging for, I think, like the last 3 months, and she's come on. She's really been excited about this program. Here to talk about that, Elizabeth Reed. She's an Illinois State University professor, also the founder of Fix It Friday. Hello, Elizabeth. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having us.
Most definitely. Tell us, what is Fix It Friday?
Fix It Friday is a free clothing repair service by Illinois State University fashion students. So we just set up shop different places around town and fix whatever you need for free.
Well, how neat is that? You're the founder of this. How did you come up with this?
Well, we talk a lot about these issues in our classes, you know, and so this is kind of that walking the talk idea of we talk about fast fashion and how quickly we discard our clothing without really a thought or a consideration. So if something has a small hole in it, you know, why not fix it and wear it, give it a little bit more life? So this was a great way for our students to practice their sewing skills and then us to walk the talk a little bit.
Oh, how neat is that? So how long have you guys been doing this now?
Since September of 2016 now, I think.
Right.
Yeah. So it's been a while.
Is this the first year you guys are teaming up with WBRP?
Well, we actually were at Retrofit Culture, I guess maybe spring semester, I think, last year. That's all kind of becoming fuzzy now.
Sure.
But, yeah, so we were there, and then, you know, that kind of gave me the thought, oh, we should come back to the West Side here. There's so much great opportunities there, and the tool library and all of that, you know, it really goes along with what we're all about as well.
Very cool. And that's coming up this Friday. And is that happening at the main building then?
Yes.
Yep.
All right. Very good. Was it 1 to 5 were the hours?
1 to 5, yeah.
1 to 5. And, I mean, is there a limit? What can you bring with you?
Well, we really are all about the quick fixes.
Yes.
So things that are small holes, you know, a button that might be loose or missing. We have lots of buttons. We don't want to take away business from any local alteration shops or tailors. So we're really about those things that, you know, it ends up in a pile. You'd like to fix it, but, you know, you never really get to it. So we are pretty busy lately, so we encourage our customers to come early as possible. So we're going to be there from 1 to 5, so we recommend coming if you can at 1, and we have people come with a pile of stuff that they've saved and they're ready for us to fix.
Excellent. Sophia Araya is also with us. Sophia, I didn't give it a chance to ask you before the show. I'm assuming you are also a family and consumer science student?
Yeah, so I'm a fashion merchandising student, and I got involved with Fix It Friday this year. I'm the student coordinator for Fix It Friday. So what that means is I kind of help to make sure that everything's running smoothly, because like Elizabeth said, it's been very busy the past couple events.
Really?
So we have to make sure that, you know, everything's organized and that we keep in touch with our customers after the event also, because we're doing some research on Fix It Friday.
Really?
Yeah, it's something that we don't want to just keep at ISU. We want to spread this message to other universities. And so we've just been doing some research and learning from our customers about, you know, their advice and how they think it went and stuff.
Oh, that's very cool. So how many have you been involved in Fix It Fridays?
That's a good question.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Oh, wow.
This whole academic year, really.
Yeah. Wow. All right, very good. So what's your experience been? Is it what you thought it was going to be heading into this?
Yeah, I love it, honestly. I think it's really important for the college students to get involved with the rest of the community, because as just living in your little college life, you kind of don't get as many opportunities, or you don't feel that you have as many opportunities to kind of integrate with your community.
Mm-hmm.
So Fix It Friday is a really good opportunity for us to do that also.
How neat is that? We'd mentioned, I guess, a new phenomenon of fast fashion, things that can be, when you put it through the washer like 5 times and you notice it's in a little bit of trouble. You're a fashion merchandising student, and you're dealing this as well, Elizabeth. I mean, what's your general take on fast fashion?
Well, it's definitely a gamble sometimes. If you buy something for $5, you could be pleasantly surprised with the quality. But I would say nowadays you're not going to be very happy with the quality of your clothing. So that's why, you know, our message is really, it makes sense. It might make sense to you that if you get a small rip on your shirt, you know, well, the shirt was only $5 anyway, so, you know, throw it out. But we really want to promote the idea of, you can mend it, you can fix it, and it's actually not too difficult. You know, most people just lose a button or have like a small little rip, and you don't just have to throw it out.
Well, how neat is that? And Elizabeth, I mean, in family and consumer sciences, I'm guessing you have some comments on this. Is this becoming like a lost art, like being able to like simple repairs to clothing? Is that something you realize, like people can't do this anymore?
Yeah, it's great to see the reaction on people's face when they come and we fix just something small. And in our minds and our students' minds, this is a real basic skill. They have learned this, and they can sew, but I mean, they are like magicians.
So, very cool stuff. And again, Fix It Friday, coming to the West Bloomington Revitalization Project this Friday, 1 until 5. Don't throw the stuff away. They can help you out. Elizabeth Reed, Sophia Araya from the Illinois State University Family and Consumer Sciences Department, Armando Baez, the new program leader with West Bloomington Revitalization Project, all joining us on the show today. Armando, before we say goodbye, anything I haven't hit on that you want to get out there?
I think you got most of it. Yeah.
All right. That's what I like to hear. Very good. Find them on Facebook. Just search West Bloomington Revitalization Project. Find them on the web, westbloomington.org. Armando Baez, Sophia Ryan, Elizabeth Reed, guys, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
You bet.